Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 2:15 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Stuart Grant, I'm 28 and I'm originally from the west coast of Scotland, a small town called Gourock.
And how are you today?
Yeah, pretty excited. It's going to be, a bit nervous, but it'll be fine, yeah.
What are you nervous about, do you think?
I'm not sure, really. I feel like I have to perform when I go up there, but I know it's just about, it's about being myself and being a bit, you know, being a bit British, really, I suppose.
Why was it that you applied to be part of One Another, do you think?
It seemed like an exciting project. I mean, I know who Anthony Gormley is, and, you know, it'd be a really excellent opportunity and a good privilege to be involved in one of his pieces of art. So it's something I'm proud to do and something that excites me to do. And now that I'm here, I'm even more excited to do it.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, how did you decide how to spend your hour?
I panicked. I went through millions of ideas and I wasn't happy with any of them, so I sort of mashed them all together and just sort of went with it, really.
And so what did you come up with? What did you decide to do?
I decided to rant about as many things as I could, give people insight into the way my brain works, throw sweeties at people, and hopefully just get people smiling and having a good time, really.
And how are you feeling about going up there now that you're actually here?
Excited, nervous, again, as I said, but hopefully, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, really looking forward to it.
What kind of things do you think you will talk about up there?
Things that I like, things that I don't like, things that interest me. Hopefully, some of my friends and family will send me some information that I can talk about so that I don't just end up standing there and looking like an idiot. But at the same time, if I stand there and look like an idiot, then that's obviously what I look like. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I've got a couple of things that I would like to talk about, but hopefully it will keep me entertained for the hour.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have, do you think, by taking part in One Another and standing on the fourth plinth?
Oh, hopefully an enjoyable one. I hope to just go up there, relax, you know, have fun, just see what it's all about, really, you know, just see it from the other side.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Nothing like this, no. I've been involved in some urban workshops, things like that, you know, planning events, you know, I've stood up and talked in front of a large number of people before, organised events, but I've never been so much the centre of attention, so to speak. Nothing quite like this.
How do you think you'll handle being the centre of attention like this?
Stage one will be panic, stage two will be relief, stage three will be do what I'm up there to do, really. Yeah. I think I'll be alright.
And can I ask you to say a little bit about yourself?
I migrated from the north of Scotland, from the west of Scotland, to London, over a 3.5 year period, which took me via Milton Keynes to pursue my career path as in web design, which I'm now currently involved in, and it's going really well. Recently received a job offer, which I'm quite happy about, and that's one of my main driving forces. Currently living with my girlfriend, which is amazing, and I'm interested in all sorts of things. You know, I love good music. Who doesn't like music? I love cooking, you know, I love a bit of artwork. Used to be into skateboard and a bit of alternative stuff, and it was always really good fun, good open source, you know. It really opened my mind to a lot of things, and hopefully that's something that I can sort of reflect on today. What I really aim for in life is just to be happy, but I read somewhere a couple of days ago that to really be happy, you have to stop trying to be happy. So, and I have a tendency to tangent and rant, so yeah.
What was your route into your career in web design?
I started off, it was when I was younger, so I was really good at mathematics. Very technical brain. But I remember when I was really young drawing birds a lot. It was for some reason my parents sort of encouraged that a little with an art set. And I sort of went into university with strong maths, got to go to uni, got to get a degree. So about a year and a half into it, I dropped out and went off the rails a bit. Then found myself getting into a lot more creative scenarios. And my girlfriend at the time kicked me out of bed, put me into an art course. 3 years later, I'd moved out and I started my career in web design. And it's just sort of the whole history of between mathematics and creativity, like running parallels, it's really, really helped me. And it's sort of just feels like the right way to go.
And what are you working on at the moment?
At the moment, nothing exciting really. A few personal projects really. Just playing about with some, I'm going to get technical, a bit of JavaScript. Trying to get playing with more user interaction, sort of making websites animate and become a bit more fun to play with. Currently involved in sprucing up a number of sites, including a high-end magazine site, which is very sort of well-known within the design industry. And just sort of putting in little Easter eggs into websites so that if you're in the know, you know what to look for.
Do you want to talk about your recent job offer that you've got?
Moving into a company called Outside Line, which is based up in Farringdon, basically doing what I'm doing now. Hopefully the job will turn into something really exciting, and the work they do is absolutely phenomenal, and I'm really, really privileged to be working for them, or going to be working for them. That's it.
And how are you finding living in London, having moved here from Scotland?
Well, I'm a very outgoing person, and I feel you need that sort of personality to survive in this city, because it's very difficult. I mean, everybody's really nice, everybody's really friendly, but as soon as they step out the front door into how London is, everybody just closes up and cages up, and it seems like a very cold and dark city, you know, from an outsider's point of view. It's got loads of history, don't get me wrong, it's very interesting. But you always find what you're looking for here, you know, and it may take you a little while and it takes a lot of perseverance, but you really do find it, and it's something for everybody any time of the day, which is why I love it so much, but also why I hate it.
And what are your passions in life, would you say?
Passions in life. I could say that web design really. I love illustration. I love, you know, really random things, you know, like if something just, you know, you're sitting over in a blue circle and then a red square comes out of nowhere and you're like, whoa, it's a red square, it's amazing. You know, like that's the sort of stuff I like, that really different trains of thought, you know, like something that's something that's outside of the box, you know, something that's just not cliche. I don't know, something like that. But I mean, ideally, I passionately now, as I'm getting a little bit older, it's just stuff that I enjoy really, which is learning things about what I'm interested in, which is like cooking, eating, drinking, anything design based, anything visual, really.
Have you got any influences that you're particularly sort of inspired you with your creative work?
Mostly my creative background sort of stems from like a street art and graffiti based way of thinking, in the sense that everything's got to look different and it's got to be your own, and it's very sort of helped me develop my own sort of style of design and my own illustration. And I feel that's had a great impact on how I think. But I mean, ultimately, as well, I put it down to sort of my parents being really good at mathematics as well, my dad especially, and my brother being an excellent at physics. Oh, I hate him for it. But those sort of influence comes from my family and good strong support from them throughout my whole life, and I can't thank them enough for that.
So you've got one brother?
I've an older brother and a younger sister. My older brother currently works in, what does he do? hospitality management. He runs a lovely little restaurant up in Scotland. And my sister is currently just got married. She works in waste disposal, which she enjoys, I think. I think there's something underlying about that, I think, I don't know. And her husband is a drill maker for the oil industry up in Aberdeen. So that's quite nice.
Yeah. And what was it like growing up in Scotland?
Well, I spent the my first 12 years there, and then when I was 12, I moved to America for 2 years, which was a very, very different place to live. But growing up in Scotland, where I'm from, it's a small town. Everyone knows everybody else. It's very small town thinking. I liked it in the sense that it was comfortable, but I didn't like it in the sense that it was too close-minded, and I always felt that we were a good 5-10 years behind the rest of the country. At the moment, there's currently an 11:30 curfew for bars and clubs, and it is the most frustrating thing in the world when you go home. But it's the scenery is magnificent. It is something, I mean, now that I don't see it every day, I really, really appreciate it when I go home to see it. And I think that sort of, you know, subliminal just sort of sunk in there, and, you know, the picture of the hills is in my head. Oh, can't beat it. So it's been very good. And as I mentioned, when I moved to the States, you know, I got to see an extra part of the world, and I realised there was life outside of where I was living, and that sort of gave me the great ambition to move on and, you know, get myself motivated and become something really wonderful, something really good, you know, and really follow my dreams, really, you know. And I didn't want to become like an actor or a movie star or anything. I just wanted to do something that I enjoy. And an old Chinese man once said, "Find the job you love, you'll never work a day in your life." And that's really what I aim to go for.
Can I ask you about what you think of this project?
Oh, it's ingenious. It's really good. Anthony Gormley did stuff like, you know, The Angel of the North and the Standing Men, I think it's called, in Manchester. And I see where he's coming from with those projects, but this is completely different. I feel it's sort of really touched the nation in a way that they've never been touched before, if that can not sound dirty. It's, you know, it really shows the nation in a different light than what the newspapers and the media portray it as. I mean, you've had all sorts of people up there, every different walk of life from every different part of the country, all telling different stories, even if they tell a story, you know. And it's really inspiring to see, you know. And it's really just like, you know, it gives you confidence in yourself, and hopefully it inspires confidence in other people to just realize that everybody is just completely out of their mind in this country, and it's great.
Can I ask you to describe yourself? I know it's a funny thing to do, really, kind of
how I am or how I look, or
how you are as a person.
As a person, I feel like I come across very confident, but in the inside, I can be quite shy and a bit reluctant to do a lot of things. I get very nervous very easily, but overcome that very quickly. I'm very excitable, but also very moody, very passionate. With passion comes anger, and being Scottish, that comes hand in hand. So that's something I'm very proud of. It's my heritage. I just get inspired by the simplest of things, you know, the smallest of little, tiniest of little details. But I think deep down I'm a real geek, real, real geek. And as a product designer whose name at the moment escapes me, he did these chairs that were all space age and stuff. He's really cool. Currently the creative director for Qantas said that you have to be a geek to excel in your profession, because, you know, it's being a geek's all about the details, and if you can't see the details, you can't make something right. And that's what it's all about.
What's important to you at the moment in your life?
At the moment, oh, it's got to be my girlfriend. She'll murder me if she hears this and doesn't hear me say that. The same things that I've always been important to me is my own well-being, my friends and my family, and just being creative, really, just not letting myself get stifled or bogged down by anything.
What does being creative give to you personally, do you think, with your work?
Well, it's the satisfaction of creating something, you know. It's really sort of down to making something, standing back and going, I really like this, you know. And if some people like it, that's even better. But if people don't like it, you know, it hits you hard first, but then you realise, you know, well, you can take constructive criticism and hand it back, you know. And but if you really like something and someone else doesn't, then that's a matter of opinion. And it's being creative is all about making things, and that's what it's all about.
Have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about your hour on the plinth today?
I hope that I'll survive it. I'm afraid that I'll fall off, but I'm not that afraid of heights, so I'll be alright. I'm also afraid that I'm going to get heckled off, because I think I'm up between 3 and 4, so that's just about the time when all the school kids come out. Luckily, I've got a big bag of sweets as like a defence for that, so I should be fine. And what was the last one? My aspirations.
Expectations.
I have no idea what to expect. I just know I'm going to be up there. It's going to look completely different to how I imagine it. And I just hope it's going to be fun. As fun as I think it is. As fun as everyone says it is. And as fun as it looks.
And is there anything else that you would like to add?
Hi, Mum. Hi, Dad. No. Not particularly. I just want to say it's a wonderful project, and everyone involved has done an amazing job. And it's great stuff. If in doubt, remember the Konami code. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.